Chapter 2. Defining Moment Number 1. When you discover brokenness is broader than sin. I'm a sucker for simplicity. Give me some simple steps to follow or an easier way to do something, and you're delivering me to my happy place. Our local library now has self-scanning checkout for borrowed books. You waltz up, wave the book, and walk out. I love it. It's child's play. In the history of the world, literacy has never been so simple. Complexity, on the other hand, I hate. It's a time thief, robbing me of hours I could spend enjoying simplicity. I've got one television, and it has 3 remotes. Each remote has something like 100 buttons on it. I'm scared to death to go near those things. Life is complex enough without needing to call tech support to change a channel. Wasting my time should be simpler. Not long ago, I heard about a principle of logic called Occam's Razor. It's the problem-solving principle that, when you're presented with competing explanations to a problem, the one with the fewest assumptions is most often true. All things being equal, the simplest option is usually correct. At least, most of the time. And so it is with marriage. The biggest problem within my marriage, the simplest way to explain it, is my own sin. God has designed the marriage relationship to be part of His change process in our lives. His magnificent goal is to make husbands and wives more like Jesus. But for us to become more like Christ, we must reckon with the fact that we are sinners. In Christ, we're wholly forgiven, yes, but we still battle a drive to make our life more about us and less about God. If we don't lock down this transformational biblical idea, we don't really understand what makes the gospel such good news. If we don't see our sins in all of its stink, we have no context for what Christ accomplished when He died in our place. The gospel is meaningful for us, says Jerry Bridges, only to the extent that we realize and acknowledge that we are still sinful. If we don't see our renegade desires, we can forget our daily need for grace and mercy. Although we are new creations in Christ, we still sin every day in thought, word, and deed, and perhaps even more importantly, in motives. Marriage is what happens when sinners say, "I do." Brokenness broader than sin. But saying sin is our biggest problem does not mean sin is our only problem. Marriage is complex, particularly when we add a mortgage, teenagers, in-laws, and of course, any kind of cat. And this is where our craving for simplicity can sometimes lead us astray. Some couples nudge their problems towards simplified solutions, categorizing one another's behavior as either a moral transgression or moral righteousness. Heck, some spouses just slap a sin sticker on the side of every issue that irritates. It's a human tendency, and certainly not unique to our generation. Christ's disciples once